USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The death toll from tornadoes that devastated towns in Kentucky may well surpass 100, Governor Andy Beshear said over the weekend. Mr. Beshear suggested that the event was the most devastating tornado event in the state's history. President Biden over the weekend committed America's resources to help.
But I promise you, whatever is needed, the federal government is going to find a way to supply it.
With Russia building tensions around the world with troops being deployed to the Ukraine border, the Group of Seven leaders, industrial democracies, warned Russia on Sunday of massive consequences and severe costs if it launched an attack on Ukraine. The joint statement from G7 ministers meeting in the northern English city said they are united in their opposition to Russia's military buildup near the border of Ukraine and called the Kremlin to de-escalate. USA Radio News.
You need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, a potential sign of flu or COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Exergen Temporal Scanners are available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Just in time for Christmas, Mike Lindell has dropped the price of the standard classic MyPillow, regularly $69.98 to $19.98. Now, queen and king size slightly higher, but that price includes a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow with you anywhere. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs and give MyPillow for Christmas.
After G7 industrialized nation leaders threatened Russia with major economic consequences if they invade Ukraine, let's get an update on the Eastern European border crisis.
America's top diplomat says we need the three D's, diplomacy, dialogue, and de-escalation when it comes to Russia and its amassing of troops along the border with Ukraine. On NBC's Meet the Press, Secretary of State Antony Blinken was calling for cooperation from Moscow, but he confirms the fact that President Biden did lay out what would happen if Russia invades Ukraine when he spoke to Vladimir Putin in a video call last week.
So the President made very clear to President Putin what I've made very clear to Foreign Minister Lavrov is that we are looking at and we are prepared to take the kinds of steps we've refrained from taking in the past.
Blinken spoke as he was attending a weekend meeting of the G7. Seven nations in Liverpool, England. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Unusual tornadoes for this time of year devastated six states across America. The deadly tornadoes hit Kentucky particularly hard. Kentucky Democrat Governor Andy Beshear on Saturday.
This has been the most devastating tornado event in our state's history. And for those that have seen it, what it's done here in Graves County and elsewhere, it is indescribable. This will be, I believe, the deadliest tornado system to ever run through Kentucky. Now, earlier this morning at about 5 a.m., we were pretty sure that we would lose over 50 Kentuckians. I'm now certain that that number is north of 70. It may, in fact, end up exceeding 100 before the day is done. The damage is even worse now that we have first light.
An Arkansas waitress, Ryan Brandt, is fired after a group of Good Samaritans left her a $4,400 tip. The restaurant manager ordered her to keep just 20% and split the rest with the entire staff, then fired her for not following through. The waitress at Oven and Tap in Bentonville, Arkansas, said the rule never existed before the generous tip. Grant Wise represents the people that gave the big tip.
The server that we worked with the closest was let go from her job at the restaurant. And I can't fully understand why, but I think it's incredibly unfortunate, and especially this close to the holidays.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.